never did get to share his testimony in church. So he's left it for me to do.
Oh, right.
David would often walk to church with me on a Sunday, but he'd have a chat to Norman Graham or John Laycock when he was here. And he always felt comfortable talking with these people, but he would never come in. Anyway, then he started, he said one day, I would like to come to church with you. So I said, oh, that's great. So he came, he enjoyed the meetings, enjoyed chatting to people. And then he started to come a bit more frequently. And he came on a Wednesday a couple of times. And he also started to ask me questions about the Bible and things that were said in a meeting. I didn't always find it easy to answer him, but still we got through it. Anyway, he sat on the fence for a long, long while, not knowing, shall I make that commitment, shan't I? Then after a long while, he came one Wednesday and spoke to Graham, I believe, and he gave his heart to the Lord.
Right.
And he didn't tell me until after lunch. But there was certainly much joy in heaven and on earth that day. And he was never afraid or ashamed to share his faith with friends, the doctors, the nurses, ambulance crew, patients when he was on visits to hospital, or anyone that was willing to listen. He did have so many in-depth questions which we just couldn't answer. But now he's got all the answers from the Lord himself. But his faith gave him such peace and strength. He wasn't afraid of dying. He really wasn't. He knew where he was going.
I know.
And when he became really ill, he hung on to that strength and that faith, and it got him through. And I just thank the Lord that he did make that commitment in time.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.